Guys make a great team for that bell. Thank you. Well, happy Thanksgiving. So glad to see you all here this morning. I was here pretty early to get the heat going, but you're probably going to have to keep your jacket on for at least a little while. So let us stand and sing our call to worship, which is number 367 in your hymnal, The Church in the Wildwood. Unfortunately, we are without an organist today. We had one, but he made other plans. So darn, we're going to have to sing a cappella. We'll just sing out loud and with lots of joy. So let's begin now. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wild wood, to the trees where the wild flowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by the side of the tomb. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to list to the clear ringing bell. His tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from this spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Please join me in the opening prayer. It's printed in your bulletin. We are thankful for your presence, O Lord, for your ever-present presence. We thank you for the freedom to worship you here in this place or anywhere else we choose. We are thankful for your words in the Bible and thankful we are free to read them. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. Amen. And if you can still stand a little while longer, please turn to hymn number 382 for the hymn We Gather Together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing sins. cease them from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God, with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, thou, Lord, wast on our side, the glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader in battle, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. Amen. And please be seated. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you again for coming here today. I'd like to know if anybody is here for the first time. Never been here before.
Been here for a concert.
Oh, okay, so never for a service. All right, anybody else?
Never for a service. I was here for the Sandy River Ramblers.
Okay, so is that how you found out about this service today?
Yes.
Okay, and you folks also, that's when you found out about it? Or did you read about it? I'm always curious to know how people found out about the service. So.
It was in the Rancho Community Council.
Yes, it was. All right. Well, good. I'm just very glad to see some new faces as well as all of the familiar ones I've known for so long. Nice to see you. So at this point in our service, we have just a little bit of a hymn sing. You get to choose a hymn that you'd like to sing. You'll tell me the number of the one you want and how many verses of that hymn, and I will do a few of those. So, anybody have a favorite hymn that they'd like to sing this morning?
487, First and Last, Amazing Grace.
487, Amazing Grace, First and Last Verse. Now, sometimes we are moved to stand for certain hymns and other times not, so that's completely up to you. If you feel that you would like to stand for any hymns, feel free to do that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Yes, ma'am.
428.
428 in the garden.
All
it's only three.
Oh, all three. She's made her own.
Would you like to lead us off?
Sure.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me.
Pam, did you have your hand up before?
I did. Number 17, Come Thou Fount.
Number 17, Come Thou Fount, and how many verses would you like?
Oh, let's do all three.
All three verses. Mm-hmm. Do you want to lead us off?
Come Thou
Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I'm come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above.
Anybody else? Some pretty good hymns in this hymnal. Yes, sir.
Number 34. First and the fourth.
Okay. How great thou art, number 34, the first and the last verse. Would you like to start us off?
Certainly. O Lord
my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And sings my soul, shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Anyone else?
414.
What is it? I'm going to let you know in a second.
414.
414. Dear Lord and Father of mankind. I don't know this one.
Oh, well, that's a one-year tree.
Oh no, why don't you just lead us? No? Is there anybody who knows this one that would like to lead us off? All right. I'm so sorry. I'll learn it for next year.
Some other Thanksgiving songs. How about 110, Sweet Hour of Prayer?
110, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
All three, please.
Will do. All three verses. Will you start us off? Or would you like me to?
Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. Bye-bye, return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear. To him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me see his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Did you find one that you'd like to do?
Do we know number one? When morning gilts the sky.
Yes. I know it.
Okay.
When morning gilds the sky, which verses would you like?
When?
Which verses?
Oh, which verses? 1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start us off?
When morning gilds the skies, my heart awakening cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. Alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised. The sadness filled my mind, a soul.
May Jesus I think that's the, we just did that at the beginning of this.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We could do it again if you like. You're looking for a Thanksgiving one. There's another, at least two Thanksgiving hymns in the rest of the service, so
okay.
Maybe that will be good. Any other songs?
Let's do Rufus's 455.
455. Rufus is a summer person who comes to church here, but he's in Texas now.
Yeah.
So this is My Country, 'Tis of Thee, 455.
Let's do all four.
All four.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom reign. My sing on this day that we are giving thanks for the Lamb that we have. So at this time, I just want to know if anybody has any prayer requests, praying for someone in need, prayer of praise. What we'll do is we'll take these now. We'll have a time of prayer. A silent prayer, and then we'll end it with the Lord's Prayer, and then we sing a song, which is in your bulletin. If you don't know the song, then just read the words along with us. So do we have any prayer requests this morning? Diana?
I lost my brother-in-law, finally. Ooh. It was Joe's brother. Yeah, he was in an accident. He was between the stone wall. He was under for 2 weeks, and they took his spleen out. He had pneumonia, fluid on his lungs, and they just couldn't save him. So he died.
Okay, does he?
I'm taking it okay, but he was the funniest one of the brothers. So I miss that smile, but he's probably sitting beside me going, yeah. That's
what you're going to miss.
Way.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, a neighbor actually, Jack Snow, has fallen ill in the town of Lewiston at the moment. He fell and had a heart attack, and we pray that he's going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
I have a prayer that David Searles makes it through this tough time. He's having some heart trouble, and we all say our prayers to him that he comes through this.
He's been getting lots of prayers. Did I say hand? Yes, Naomi.
I have a couple things. Praises that this church is here, that we can be here today to give thanks to the Lord. And also, I met a young woman last week who
thank you for passing that along. I praise God for this beautiful day. We ask for a more appropriate Thanksgiving day, a little snow on the ground, a little chill in the air, and it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Any others? Yes, sir.
Oh, last summer we asked prayer for a missionary couple. The baby had a lot of problems, brain problems, heart problems, and a cleft palate and lip, and they said it was never going to survive to start with, and they said make funeral plans. And then they said, well, it looks like it might survive, but we're going to take it at such and such a time, and then do a heart surgery. And before that happened, they said, well, everything is going fine, the heart is developing, so we're going to take it to term. And the baby was born, and still has a cleft lip and stuff, and it's got some problems with its brain development, but it's a lot better than they thought it was going to be.
Well, praise God for that. I know we were praying for that all summer, I think.
Yeah, doctors never know.
Yeah, yeah, awesome, awesome. All right, well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you have heard these prayers, these requests from everybody sitting here today, some that have been verbalized and probably a few that have not. We ask specifically for prayers for Diana as she adjusts to not having her brother-in-law in her life anymore. May she find other avenues of laughter and remain strong at this time. We pray for Jack Snow, who fell, and we just want to ask you, Lord, to touch him, to heal him, to let us know that he will be all right. We pray for David Searles as he continues to recover from his issues earlier this year. May he just know and feel your love and your care, and that the people around him who care about him are praying for him as well. We thank you, Lord, for this church. It's just such a beautiful place, a special place. We're so grateful to be able to be here. We also pray for Naomi's new friend's brother who has contemplated suicide, and seems like there's a lot of that going around these days. And Lord, we just ask that you touch this man and just let him know that you love him and bring him to the help that he needs in order to also get over this time. I praise God for just this beautiful day and just being able to live where I live. It's just such an awesome, awesome place, and all these awesome people. And finally, Lord, we ask, we tell you thank you for the way that this mission baby turned out, how the baby was not as ill as had been predicted earlier on. And yes, there are problems, but we know, Lord, that you are going to continue to touch this baby and the baby's family and will bring healing wherever healing can be. Gracious God, you are always here with us, ready to hear our prayers. How deeply we need you as we hold tenderly the collective suffering of our world. We grieve for the too many lives that have been lost in war and tragedy. We remember the vulnerable lives that are being threatened. We pray for our neighbors and ourselves standing before an uncertain future. We pray, God, for the strength and courage to see and to manifest a future that does not currently exist. We would like a future of wholeness and justice and abundance for all people. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Well, as you know, the church depends on the gifts that it receives from the people. However, if you are not prepared to make an offering today, just know that your presence is gift enough. I'm going to ask for Naomi and Steve to come up. We offer to you, Lord, the work of our hands, represented by that which is placed in these plates, these baskets. Bless us and what we offer. Amen. Would you pass that to Naomi, please? Thank you. Please turn to number 508 in your hymnal, Now Thank We All Our God. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts above, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore. For thus it was, is now, and shall be ever. Please stand for the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated.
Today are from the New International Version. The first is from Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The second is from Book 1 of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 12 through 18. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well, I just want to warn you that there's going to be some singing during the message. Like 99% of the sermons I do, I sing. So don't sing well, but I sing with heart. But for just a moment, we'll go to a moment of silence before the message, and I would just ask that if you have it in your heart to please lift me up so that what I say, what God has given me, will be of meaning to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The Apostle Paul wrote several books in the New Testament. He wrote letters, actually, to churches in several cities, cities where he had started churches: Philippi, Galatia, Ephesus, Colossae, and Thessalonica. These letters were written over a period of 10 years, starting approximately 20 years after Christ was crucified. The letters were usually written to encourage, but sometimes to admonish or scold. The first letter of the Thessalonians, and there are two, was the very first letter to be written, and was definitely a letter of encouragement. He's telling them in their infancy as a church to love, to have faith, to have hope, persevere, to rejoice and pray and give thanks in all circumstances. The letters were written approximately 2,000 years ago, but are still pertinent in today's world and continue to encourage us. We can have faith and hope and persevere and rejoice and pray, but give thanks in all circumstances? Can anybody say that they give thanks in all circumstances? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. It's always been a hard one for me. I can give thanks in lots of circumstances, even lots and lots, but in all? Sure, there are times when I have found things to be thankful for in less than ideal situations. Thankful that someone is available to help me when my battery dies or I have a flat tire. Thankful that when someone whose healing I have been praying for is well again. Now, we've all had tough times, some tougher than others, times that are sad or painful or tragic. When I recall going through my husband's illness, his final days, his death, and the period following his death, including pretty much right up to today, one of my mantras was, and still is, God is in control. I will never, not while I'm on this earth, understand why we had to go through that. But my faith allows me to accept it and accept that God is in control. But be thankful? Seriously? I'm wondering if any of you, like me, have misheard words in a song or misinterpreted the meaning of something from its reality. Like, did anyone think that the words in Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising were, don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bathroom on the right. For years, I thought that. Or have you ever lived with someone who doesn't hear so well? David, my husband, was very hard of hearing, and one day I said to him, I'm going to go put the clean sheets on the bed. And he said to me, why are you putting cream cheese on the bed? And currently, there's a commercial on the TV that I catch every now and then. Now, I have a very old 12-inch TV. It's fuzzy when I turn it on. It's in my kitchen, and it sits behind me when I sit at my computer in the morning. Then it's mostly there just to have a little adult conversation going on. You know, I got the news on, and if you can get through the first half hour of the national news, it's pretty much all fluff after that. But this one morning, I was sitting there, and I'm hearing blah, 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 quality cannabis. And my head snapped around as I said, really? Now they're hawking cannabis on TV? Well, I stayed a bit more attentive for whenever that ad came on. And each time I heard a bit more and finally came to realize they were advertising a job-finding service called Indeed. And they were saying quality candidates, not quality cannabis. It still sounds like cannabis to me, but now I know. Sometimes we don't actually hear what's being said. So I struggled for years with 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where we are instructed to give thanks in all circumstances, even more so since my husband's passing. And strive as I might to be obedient to that verse, I find it impossible to be thankful for his passing. Verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I've looked in several translations, and each one the wording is the same. Give thanks in all circumstances. No paraphrasing, no different wording. And one day, I had a revelation. At least it was a revelation for me. My eyes read the words, give thanks in all circumstances. But my mind interpreted it as meaning, give thanks for all circumstances. You kind of see what you want to see and you hear what you want to hear. And maybe somehow in my crazy mind, I wanted to make this teaching impossible because I just can't do it. But I came to the conclusion there is a huge difference between being thankful for and thankful in. A huge difference between a three-letter preposition and a two-letter preposition. A powerful difference. Sometimes we don't see what's actually there. Because I confess to being a Christian, part of that is believing the Bible is the Word of God, understood or not. And as a Christian, I believe God is with me all the time, in my coming in and my going out. Matthew 28:20 says, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's a promise from Christ. He is always with me to bear me up and to hold me, to be with me in the good stuff and the bad, in all my sufferings, to bring me through them with comfort and honor. He is with me. When I go through the fire or the water, he is with me. He is with me whether I recognize it or remember it or not. Some of you may be familiar with the poem Footprints in the Sand. It tells the story of someone who'd had a dream about walking side by side with the Lord along a beach. The dreamer, when looking back at life's journey, seeing good times and bad, says to the Lord, Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I notice that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, that's when I was carrying you. There's a song that I know that touches me pretty much in the same way that poem does, and it's called As Sure as the Sun. And just like a poem should be recited, a song should be sung. There is good news There is good truth that you could never change, no matter what you do. You are loved more than you know, more than you could hope for after everything you've done. There is good news, there's a promise, that no matter where you go, you will never be alone. In the dark, in the doubting, when you can't feel anything, oh, his love remains the same. As sure as the sun will rise and chase away the night, his mercy will not end. His mercy will not end. His mercy will not end. Mercy is not giving me what I deserve after everything I've done. And in his mercy, he gives me grace, giving me something wonderful when I don't deserve it. What I get to have is his presence all the time in all circumstances. Well, as smart as I think I am for coming to this realization, this for versus in, I expect there are many who did this long before I did. I'm just thankful that no matter how long it took, I did come to that realization. Even the shepherd King David recognized God was with him in Psalm 23, verse 4, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God is with me all the time, in all circumstances, because this is his will for me. And recognize it or not, this is his will for you. God is with you all the time. And if we cannot always find a way to be thankful for all circumstances, we can always be thankful in all circumstances because God is in all circumstances all the time. If there is no other wonderfulness you can glean from whatever circumstances you're in, you can rest in the knowledge that you are not alone, no matter how alone you feel or when you can't feel anything. He is there carrying you when you need it, holding you, and offering his love and comfort. This is good truth for me and for you. Good news that we can be thankful for. Lord, we give you thanks for the Bible, your word, and the freedom to read it and learn from it. Please give us wisdom as we interpret your words and give us the desire to use your words to your glory. Amen. Well, closing hymn, number 457, For the Beauty of the Earth. Please stand if you're able.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars and light, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For thy church that evermore lifted
offering up on every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Go now on this day of thanksgiving, this day of gratitude, remembering those brave souls who over 400 years ago made their way to these shores, made way for you to be here today. Be thankful for your families and friends and the God who never leaves you. Amen.
Amen.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.